Award-winning author and journalist Mark Wortman will discuss his new book, 1941, Fighting the Shadow War, tomorrow afternoon at 2:30 at the Boardman Road Branch Library of the Poughkeepsie Public Library District. Conventional wisdom dictates that the U.S. entered World War II on December 8, 1941, in retaliation for the bombing of Pearl Harbor. However, Wortman reveals the ways in which America played an increasingly significant and clandestine role in the war in the months and years prior to officially joining the battle. To preview his event and to discuss the new book, it's a great pleasure to welcome Mark Wortman to the roundtable this morning. Mark, thank you very much for being with us. Very nice to have you on the program.
Oh, thank you for inviting me. It's a real honor.
Again, the name of the book is 1941, Fighting the Shadow War, A Divided America in a World at War. What brought you to this subject and wanting to take this particular path in looking at the war?
Okay, well, there were a few things. First, there was the personal aspect, which is that my father fought that war, as did virtually all the fathers that I knew growing up. It was the big one, and it, of course, had a huge impact on our lives and shaped our world. Secondly, I was very aware that the United States didn't get into the war until long after it had begun. It began in September 1939 in Europe, and the war in Asia began even before that in 1937 with Japan's invasion of Central China. And so I was always, again, concerned, why didn't the U.S. get in earlier when we might have stopped particularly Hitler at an earlier time and perhaps with less devastation to the world? And then, of course, I was thinking as well about the upcoming 75th anniversary of the attack on Pearl Harbor. You know, we're just days away from that, and that's a major event, and many, very few of the survivors of that attack remain alive. So all of those added up to a sense that this was the right time to do this book for me.
I talked about this in the introduction, but that idea of conventional wisdom. So where do you think the myth has overtaken reality in the story of the buildup to the war?
Well, in the bright light of what happened during the war, this extraordinary national and international effort to defeat Hitler and defeat Japan, we lose sight of the fact that we were an incredibly divided and neutral nation, officially, legally, completely at peace with every nation on Earth, in right up until Pearl Harbor, and then, in fact, that it was Germany that declared war first on the United States. And it's because of what actually happened during the war that we overlook the fact that the United States was very, very reluctant to get into the war in Europe. The Americans were, by a fairly significant margin, according to the polls during that period, opposed to direct American intervention in the war. That means actually sending American troops to fight in either Europe or Asia. So, there's a real myth that's grown up around this idea that the United States was gung-ho about defeating these horrible dictators who were crushing small nations around the world and committing horrific atrocities against civilians.
So give us a sense of where we were leading up in the days and even months right before December 7, 1941.
Sure. So the United States throughout 1941 had been progressively moving its Navy in particular farther and farther to the east towards Europe. You know, President Roosevelt believed certainly before 1941 was unfolding that the United States was inevitably going to get into this war in Europe. He was doing should say he, because many in the United States oppose this, he was doing everything he could to support the British, who were the last remaining great power opposed to Hitler, through munitions, planes, ships, and grain and oil, particularly through the Lend-Lease program. He was doing whatever we could to buoy up the British in their fight against Hitler, but he didn't believe that in the end was going to be enough. And so he began to move American ships further and further out into the Atlantic. By July of 1941, we had occupied Iceland, a sovereign nation. We had, and we were patrolling deep into the Germans' declared combat zone within a few hundred miles of the United Kingdom. So we, American ships were actually in the fight. We had American destroyers that were sunk, that were attacked, rather, by U-boats and that fought back, and American sailors and officers died in World War II, way before Pearl Harbor. So that was going on the one side. On the other ocean front, the United States was attempting to hem in the Japanese and to get them to roll back their invasion of China. But the major effort there was actually to prevent active combat with Japan. While on the one hand, FDR was intent on goading Hitler into attacking United States forces sufficiently to get the American people aroused so that they would want to go to war against Hitler, on the other hand, he was trying to keep war at bay in Asia, keep the U.S. out of the war there by a series of embargoes. And so that there was this sort of multidimensional chess game going on that Roosevelt was playing throughout this period.
You call it a chess game. How conflicted was he?
How conflicted was President Roosevelt?
Yes.
Well, he was conflicted on the one hand by promises that he had made to the American people in running for his unprecedented third term in 1940. He promised the American people that no American troops would fight a war on foreign soil unless the United States was attacked. So he had laid this promise out, and he basically said throughout that he would not go to war unless Germany fired the first shots. So there was this deep conflict in this policy. He was kind of a Hamlet through much of the period, because on the one hand, he believed that we had to face Hitler and we had to fight him. And on the other hand, he wasn't willing to do it, he said, unless the American people pushed him into the war. So there was a terrible conflict going on there within American policy. And it really wouldn't be resolved right up until Pearl Harbor.
The book is fascinating. It's 1941, Fighting the Shadow War. Mark Wertmann is an award-winning author and journalist, and we'll be discussing the new book tomorrow afternoon at 2:30 at the Boardman Road Branch Library of the Poughkeepsie Public Library District. Mark, great pleasure to have you on the program. Have a great weekend, and good to have you in town.
Thank you so much. I do appreciate it.
Great pleasure. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.